That's us, folks. Monday's the first, Wednesday's the second, Friday's the third show of the week. It's another Andy and Amanda show live from the United Kingdom, the UK, and here in Hollywood, California. We have our show coordinator, of course, back with us once more, Cornell Butler.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Cornell's in the Kingdom of Delaware.
Hey, wherever that is.
Hey, darling.
Hey, Andy, me and Amanda was sweating.
You think you're sweating?
Man, Andy like to keep us on edge. This is an inside joke, everybody.
I was working hard.
Oh, damn.
Wow, Andy. That's impressive.
Yeah, man. Woo, just in time. I was like, come on.
Are you feeling relaxed now?
I'm sitting down.
I feel relaxed after this shot. Some vodka in me.
One thing I realized that
he is not the one.
Yes. So I had to work a little harder, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I can relate, Andy. How are you?
Yeah,
darling?
You know.
How is everything?
I feel so relaxed and so relieved the last few days since Biden's swearing in as the 46th president of the United States here in the United States. It's just been a breath of fresh air. Just been wonderful here. Wonderful there. And how about there? What's the perception there? What's going on there?
Oh, there's lots of craziness and buzzing if you want me to get right into it.
Why not? Now's as good a time as any.
Alrighty, okay. So let's firstly congratulate all you beautiful souls in the US on your new president. I want to start by saying the UK, as I imagine, many countries across the world are eager to see what follows under Biden's direction. Yeah, baby, let's do this.
You bet.
So the media is buzzing with all sorts of stories right now since Biden took his place in the White House. And I gotta say, as I watched our Prime Minister's response, he seemed almost giddy with joy. And I must admit that out of all of our leaders, Boris seems to have a more genuine, positive expression when it comes to expressing that kind of joy. So that's just my perception of him anyway. So Boris indeed did seem very happy about the possibility of an exciting new relationship with the US, saying, when you look at the issues which unite me and Joe Biden, the UK and the US right now, there is a fantastic joint common agenda, he said, for us and America. It is a big moment. And a concern for us has been Biden not being on board with Brexit. So this could make for a difficult relationship as far as trade deals go. And it's appearing that a deal with the US is very low indeed. So Boris said that it was a big moment for the UK and the US in their joint common agenda. Boris was also praising Joe Biden for reversing the Paris Climate Change Agreement, as climate change is a big deal here for us UKians. Former head of civil service Lord Sedwell said that those who believe Boris Johnson would have preferred Mr. Trump to win again were mistaken. A second term for Mr. Trump would have not been to the benefit of British or European security, transatlantic trade, let alone the environmental agenda to which the Prime Minister is so committed. And going back even further in time to 2015, when Boris Johnson was mayor, he accused Trump of stupefying ignorance over his comments about violence in the city. However, Boris has moved back and forth with his comments of Trump, with occasionally pointing out his positive attributes, etc., which I think is natural for any leader, you know, pointing out the good and bad along the way. Not only did Boris comment on Trump, but also commented some controversial remarks on Obama that accused Obama at the time of having an ancestral dislike of the British Empire, referring to his part Kenyan heritage. So according to the press right now, Kamala Harris is not forgotten and won't forget about it. So that could be a bit of shaky ground between you guys and us at the moment. Joe Biden has said in the past that Boris Johnson was a physical and emotional clone of Mr. Trump. And I've got to admit, at one point it seemed that way. But I feel now that Boris has proven he is anything but. So other people may think differently or feel differently. That's totally cool. So after winning the presidential election, Biden did call Boris ahead of European leaders and expressed his desire to top strengthen the historic special relationship between the two countries. And the Queen herself even sent Mr. Biden a message before his inauguration. How charming. Cup of tea yeah. and a cucumber sandwich, anyone?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Andy and Amanda, I heard some yeah. news that Trump didn't give the football up. The football up.
No, what's no, that? He was still president. He was still president when he left Washington. And he orchestrated it that way. So his football, I mean, is the a briefcase which is actually carried by a uniformed a naval or marine officer or army officer. I think it's a navy officer. But anyway, okay. And it has the nuclear codes. If a nuclear strike is to be authorized by the president, the codes are in that leather bound briefcase, which is carried next to the president, near him at all times. So Trump orchestrated his departure from Washington. As a matter of fact, he interfered a little bit with the inauguration of Biden and the ceremonies. I have a clip of it here. I'll play it for you in just a second. We thought we were rid of the guy, but anyway, So what happened was they set the briefcase. You know, football with yeah. a timer. Not that kind of timer.
TikTok.
They set it with a timer that would deactivate, so it would he's no longer president, no longer has access to those nuclear codes at 11:59:59 a.m. on the 20th of January. And another naval officer in the very close proximity of the 46th president of the United States, Joe Biden, which kicked in at noon, the timer in that briefcase would commence when Biden was officially the president. And yes, we know how that timer went. And Trump was saying that on his ride on Air Force One all the way down to Palm Beach, Florida. Does Trump keep going? Yeah, he kept going. Yep, all the way down there, 2.5 hours. Yep. Tick tock. But anyway, that's how that works. That's what that is. Now, here on the Andy Amanda Show on Coast to Coast Radio, we have a clip here of part of Biden's address after he was sworn in, a little bit of interference from the current president, some music by Lady Gaga and by J-Lo. We got it all here in a trip, which you'll not on a clip that you will not hear anywhere else, because we got inside scoops here, inside information, inside abilities to get these special audio pieces that a lot of networks and other news media does not have access to. So let's take a listen to this. This is from January 20th, just this week, at the 46th President of the United States swearing in.
Ladies and gentlemen, here for the singing of our national anthem, accompanied by the President's own United States Marine Band, please welcome Lady Gaga.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes. So anyway, you did.
Wow, that was quick.
No, but let's hear some more of this. Let's see how it goes here. Let's see.
Ladies and gentlemen, here for the singing of our national anthem, accompanied by the President's own United States Marine Band, please welcome Lady Gaga.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to thank our magnificent
Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
America's Day. This is Democracy's Day, a day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge. Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause, the cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people, has been heard, and the will of the people has been heeded. We've learned again If democracy is precious, democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. So now, on this hallowed ground, we're just a few days to go. Violence sought to shake the capital's very foundation. We come together as one nation, under God, indivisible, to carry out the peaceful transfer of power as we have for more than two centuries. As we look ahead in our uniquely American way, restless, bold, optimistic, and set our sights on a nation we know we can be and we must be. I thank my predecessors of both parties for their presence here today. I thank them from the bottom of my heart. And I know the resilience of our Constitution and the strength of our nation, as does President Carter, who I spoke with last night, who cannot be with us today, but whom we salute for his lifetime and service. I've just taken the sacred oath each of those patriots have taken, the oath first sworn by George Washington. But the American story depends not on any one of us, not on some of us, but on all of us, on we the people who seek a more perfect union. This is a great nation. We are good people. And over the centuries, through storm and strife, in peace and in war, we've come so far. But we still have far to go. We'll press forward with speed and urgency, for we have much to do in this winter of peril and significant possibilities. Much to repair, much to restore, much to heal, much to build, and much to gain. Few people in our nation's history have been more challenged or found a time more challenging or difficult than the time we're in now. Once in a century virus that silently stalks the country has taken as many lives in 1 year as America lost in all of World War II. Millions of jobs have been lost. Hundreds of thousands of businesses closed. A cry for racial justice, some 400 years in the making, moves us. The dream of justice for all will be deferred no longer. A cry for survival comes from the planet itself. A cry that can't be any more desperate or any more clear. And now, a rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism, that we must confront and we will defeat. To overcome these challenges, to restore the soul and secure the future of America, requires so much more than words. It requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy, unity. Unity. In another January, on New Year's Day in 1863, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. When he put pen to paper, the president said, and I quote, "If my name ever goes down into history, it'll be for this act. My whole soul is in it."
What I say is what I say. Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Yes. And adios to
and
you.
That's how we end it.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
That was the Andy Mander show for January 22nd. And that's the way it is. Yeah.
Wow.
We'll be playing
a new world. A new world.
A whole new world.
How are things there? How is the atmosphere and everything, Andy?
It's exciting, and it's, well, two ways to look at it. The coronavirus deaths in this country hit all-time highs on Tuesday. It was like 4,500 people died or close to it or just over it on Tuesday or through Wednesday. It's all good in certain ways. Here's where the issues are. The Senate is divided 50-50. The tiebreaker being Kamala Harris, who is obviously a Democrat. She's obviously the new vice president. Because of that, the Democrats now have control of the House. But it's in terms of the members of the Senate, excluding the vice president, it's still 50-50. So they're having these little squabbles about how they're going to orchestrate the heads of the various committees. They want to get rid of the filibuster. No, they don't. So they're having all these little internal squabbles about how they're going to lay out the next couple of years in the Senate logistically. But they're getting through it. The other thing we're confronted with is that Nancy Pelosi just a few hours ago, had said that she's going to have the papers, the indictment, which is the impeachment papers, brought over from Congress to the Senate on Monday. And by the constitutional law, after they receive those papers, the Senate has to take up that trial. Expeditiously.
Andy, that's a new word.
Blah, 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 blah. Have you heard of it? Blah, 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 blah. Yes. So we have that trial. And going back to the – and Trump, this is his second impeachment. And even though he's not in office anymore, he can still be convicted. And if he's convicted, he loses all the perks that go along with the retirement of the President of the United States. He loses his paychecks. He loses the security. He loses the and if they also evoke the 14th Amendment, which they would – do in all likelihood, it also prevents him from ever running for public office again. And Mitch McConnell said, by sources that we have access to and have seen this morning, Mitch McConnell said this morning that the Republican Party wants Trump gone. They want him gone. And then Mitch McConnell said, the question is, how are we going to get that done? You know, they need 17 Republicans to convict. We know all the Democrats are going to vote to convict. And we know, you know, so they need 17 Republicans. Going back to the first inauguration, going back to the first impeachment.
Yeah.
It's Freaky Friday, Andy. What do you expect?
It's Freaky Friday, folks. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
The first impeachment, the only Republican who voted to convict was Mitt Romney. You know, he stood up and had the integrity and the wisdom and the knowledge and the honesty and the truth to do what was right, and that was to vote to remove the president after he made the phone call to the Ukraine president to try to get some dirt on Joe Biden, who was that time he's afraid of the guy. He's afraid that Biden could beat him. The writing was on the wall that he could beat him, and he's trying desperately to pull anything out of a hat that can give him some dirt to throw at him so Biden wouldn't have a shot at beating him, which obviously did not work by a long shot. But it doesn't mean that he didn't do it. And there's so much evidence of going back almost a year ago that was presented during the impeachment. There was so much evidence, and the Senate wouldn't hear of any of it, and that's why he wasn't convicted. You know, trial with no evidence. Whoever heard of that, right? But this time around, I think since the Democrats are in control now, I hope that they show videos during the Senate trial, during the hearing. I hope they show those videos of that cop being smashed in the door, of the cop being hit over the head of the flagpoles, of people breaking windows, of people climbing walls, of people sitting at Nancy Pelosi's desk, of those congressional offices with all their papers disheveled all over the floors with feces written on
them. Bringing the Confederate flag in the White House.
Yeah, bringing the Confederate flag. Good point. Feces on the walls, urine in the corners of our Capitol building. And I hope they show all that, and let's see what Republicans do. You know, and their lives were in danger. You know, their lives were in danger. You know, so I hope that I hope that they do the right thing this time. And the reason why is because if they do, we don't have to worry about Trump anymore. I mean, let him do what he does. You know, he won't run in 2024, and we have to we have to rid ourselves of this guy. We politically do. He can't threaten this country anymore. He can't do this country more damage than he already has. It's been a dreadful 4 years, and we're glad it's over, and we're all breathing a sigh of relief, which is why I probably can't get any words out. I've been drinking vodka tonics and drinking beer and just having a, you know.
But what about China?
Yeah,
I think the whole country stressed out, Andy and Amanda.
The amount of people that I've spoken to, because I've got a lot of friends in scattered across the U.S., and that's a beautiful pleasure, as always. And so, you know, hearing from them and seeing their social media updates and, you know, expressing how relieved they are, there's this new energy that's come into government, and they've seen the back of Trump and the relief. And even news reporters are saying how happy they were to get back to a boring and calm government, and this all screams how scared and anxious and people have been with Trump's unpredictable and instigating behavior, right?
Yeah, we have you know, and of course Biden moved into the White House, and his there's an usher, a butler that greets him, of course, and we have what happened there.
I have been expecting you.
Yes,
darling. Can I get to it?
Yes.
Thank you. I go. You know, we get the inside scoop here. We know what's going on. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I think the whole world is relieved. I truly, you know, it's. I think we're gonna go. It's not like we're gonna heal. You know, I've been looking at some of these right wing extremist Facebook pages, and they're still out there. And others really? Saying, you know, they're still out there. They're still saying things. Oh, you know what else is interesting? Fauci was asked, so now you're free to talk. And he expressed, and he was very frustrated when the President of the United States gets up there and not so many words. These aren't his words, but this is what he said, that he – gets up there and starts speaking non-truths about science and the bleach and the ultraviolet light and the OxyClean, whatever it was.
Yeah, OxyClean. From Mr. Clean himself.
So you're supposed to get rid of the COVID. Remember he's saying that? I think he took two every day. I forget. It wasn't vitamin C he was talking about there. And and then, of course, Trump.
Kamala.
Trump called Kamala, you know, a monster in his campaign. A monster. Uh-huh. Quote unquote. And so glad. I'm glad for this country. I'm glad for the world. I'm glad for women. I'm glad for African Americans and Asian Americans with the selection of and the swearing in of Kamala Harris as our vice president. Just a
She's a real, real powerhouse, isn't she? I admire her from a distance. I don't know a huge amount on her. I've read, you know, her brief history. Viewing as someone from a different country, I admire everything that she does and what she stands for, and we shall see what amazing things she can bring to the table.
Made history.
Yeah, she's definitely made history. Yes, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, yeah, and also her husband, who's going to be called the second gentleman. He gave up a prestigious law post. Enhoff is his name. He's going to be teaching at Georgetown Law School. He gave up his position as attorney with a law firm in California.
Fantastic.
And not great. He's going to be teaching. And so is the First Lady, Jill Biden, who's going to be teaching English at a community college.
Great.
We're going to try to get her on the show. I think it would be great to get her on the show.
Amazing.
We haven't had, you know, it's just interesting because the last, you know, I remember the last time we actually had a guest on the show. It's been a while, and it's been kind of okay. You know, it's just kind of getting through the show.
We're talking.
It really has been, and talking about the news and reading the headlines
and laughing
and having a good time here and just saying what these saying what needs to be said, you know?
Yeah.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This guy, Trump is never going anywhere on our show, guys.
No,
that
is
no.
It's classic comedy.
Mm-mm. No.
Joking, man.
Trump went down to Palm Beach, to Mar-a-Lago.
And those walls have to be guarded by men with guns.
And
I imagine so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He wanted this big military send-off. It never happened, you know. He wanted this great big military parade and all these things. And, you know,
put on gun salute.
You put on gun salute. Yeah, nothing ever happened. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, that never happened.
Well, I'd hope they've got lots of spray tan for him on standby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it was an exciting day on Wednesday, the 20th. Biden has signed now 35 orders right away. As soon as he got into the White House, he signs 15 executive orders reversing what Donald Trump took away from us in a major way. We rejoined the Paris Environmental Accord. Mm-hmm. We rejoined the World Health Organization. We are allowing DACA, you know, the babies who came to America to remain here and gain pathway to citizenship. He canceled the gas pipe there, the gas line, the gas pipe.
Oh, the pipeline.
Yeah, the pipeline. Yeah. The Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, wasn't very excited about that at all because it meant, you know, he was all for it. But we don't like the idea of a big gas line running from way up north to way down south. We have enough gas as it is. We don't need, you know, we can't, you know, what this is a big gas line that's going to run from up, you know, what the hell?
We have all the gas you want on the Andy and Amanda show.
I'm always gassed to get on the show, you know?
Yeah. Starting with Andy.
Yes.
But anyway, so then Biden had signed some other orders. I think there's 34, 35 of them. Oh, and also he signed an executive order that riders of public transportation, train, bus, interstate travel of train, bus, plane must wear masks. Every employee and everybody entering a federal office pretty must wear a mask. The federal minimum wage will go to $15 an hour. I mean, right away, bam, 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 bam. You know, putting forth a measure to build his drive to aid struggling families with a $1.9 trillion relief plan that he had outlined last week before he became president. And the plan would send another $1,400. That would be in addition to the $600 already committed in additional stimulus checks and extend unemployment benefits and nutrition assistance and provide more help to renters and homeowners in need. Also, extending the payback deadline with interest, no interest, no payback required for student loans till the end of October. And these are all things that are going to provide a great sense of relief to every American in one way or another.
Yes, absolutely.
I can't say enough. I'm you know, for me to be speechless.
Oh my God.
The mind wonders,
only
the mind wonders.
Can you dig it,
baby? I love it when you do that, Cornell. It's so funny.
Yes, I love that. Andy and Amanda love show.
Andy and Amanda love show. Can you dig it, baby? Or can you dig it?
God, he's good, man. He's good. Cornell, you're good, man.
No.
Yes.
You're good. Gosh. But the president listed many of the financial troubles that are facing Americans, folks, when he signed all these orders. you know, he made inferences to the 1 in 7 households, and that's 1 in 5 Black and Latino families that don't have enough food to eat. 14 million Americans that have fallen behind on their rent, and 900,000 people filed for unemployment for the first time last week. 900,000 wow. new claims for unemployment. Where's Trump wow. been? He's been president until Wednesday. Where's he been? There's yeah. zero. The only thing, oh, it's the election was stolen from me.
Yeah.
That's the only, you know, it's just unbelievable. And it's a whole new dawn.
He was hiding away big time, wasn't he? People are saying that he didn't show up for Joe's inauguration because he wanted to keep the peace there and not cause any problems with protesters and things like that. Is that the case?
No.
Do we know?
No. Let me tell you some of the conspiracy, this bullshit, baseless lies that mm-hmm. are being said on Facebook. Hey, the flags that were strewn across the Capitol, where a million people would normally be standing to watch the swearing in, they had flags all the way down the mall, right? They're yeah. saying the reason why they put those flags there because no one would show up to swearing in. And the reason right. why the National Guard were there is because no one else would be there. So they put the National Guard there to make it seem like there were people there. So I heard somebody
okay.
say that. That's absolutely okay. true. I'm not making this up. I wow. mean, that's absolutely, you know, and you know, you got to wonder, it's not even lack of education, stupidity, or ignorance, which all of that is. It's reflective of stupidity. It's reflective of ignorance. And it's also reflective of the intellect of a certain population of Americans, and which I'm greatly embarrassed of. I think many of us would be. Even for those two who went along with these debunked lies the whole since the election that it was somehow stolen, you know, just these stories just came out of nowhere and they were debunked and turned down by every court in the land and every government agency, Republican and Democrat judges, the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, Homeland Security, Republican poll watchers, Republican counters, Republican secretaries of state, Republican governors, and the list goes on and on and on and on. There's no proof. Yeah. There's no evidence of any of this stuff, even if some of it were true. Let's just say yeah. that it was. Let's say some, hey, you know, well, they smuggled in a suitcase of ballots in Georgia. Hey, you know, maybe, you know, a couple hundred more, a couple thousand more. Biden won by millions of votes, not thousands. Yes. Not yes. 576 votes that Al Gore lost by when he ran against Bush in Florida. Remember when the Supreme Court put Bush in office and Gore rightfully lost that election by 576 votes. Imagine if you put Gore's name out and put Trump's name in, if it was only a difference of 576. Mm-mm-mm.
Well,
but Gore –
yes, indeed.
Gore did the appropriate thing. You know, he yeah. lost. He didn't want to put America through that. He watched, you know, he took command of the ceremony as Mike Pence did when they counted the electoral ballots submitted by all the states one by one and handed the victory officially to George Bush, who beat him
yeah.
by 500 some votes. 500 yeah. some votes, you know.
Wow.
And we're talking almost 8 million votes between Biden and Trump.
Okay.
So all this crap, you know, it's amazing. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's amazing. Anyway, we're done with it. It's. I guess the reason why I and so many of us, it's first of all, it just happened. It's like, well, you just can't suddenly snap your fingers and make it go away like it never happened. It happened. But I guess I'm dismayed and shocked in that it did as an American citizen myself.
Yes. Yeah, you know? I can understand that, Andy. Completely. Yeah. I think a lot of people feel the same way who are not part of your wonderful country. And, mm-hmm. you know, everybody has their own opinions of Trump and the issues mm-hmm. that he's caused internationally. And
Yeah.
We hear you, people. We hear you.
We do. And Biden went on to say, this cannot be who we are as a country, referring to the, you know, 900,000 unemployment benefits, the, you know, 1 in 5 Black and Latino families don't have enough to eat. He said, these are not the values of our nation. We will not let people go hungry. We cannot let people get evicted because of nothing they did themselves. We cannot watch people lose their jobs. We have to act. Those are the words of Joseph R. Biden, the 46th president of the United States.
Thank you.
Yep. Hear, hear.
Yes.
Unbelievable. He said the single most important thing economically right now is to take decisive action. Those are the words of the National Economic Council Director, Brian Deese, who's now an advisor and head of the Economic Council for this country. And he's, you know, we've got so many people who are actually going to be diving in and making a difference.
Right. Yeah.
And these people were not loyal to Joe Biden. These are people who are loyal to the United States of America. And a new day. A new day.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day.
So anyway,
what is your porn fantasy, man?
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Let's get into it.
Is that Friday Fever kicking in now?
On the Andy and Amanda Love Show. Can you dig it?
Bravo, darling. Bravo. I love it.
Thank you.
You know what ain't nothing but a hand, sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah. I love that song too. Want to hear it again?
That's for rocking. Yeah,
yes,
please.
Okay, all right. Ain't nothing but a hand, sugar.
Yeah.
We up now.
Bye. In other news. Miscommunication and confusion led to a National Guard troops being pushed out of the Capitol. For those of you who might not know, and since we do speak to an international audience on the show, the National Guard is made up of people who have normal day jobs. They could be teachers. They could be astronauts. They could be bricklayers. They could be radio
mailmen.
They could be mailmen. And they are National Guard reservists ready to be called to duty at any time. And they were called to, in this case, to guard our nation's capital, and also other capitals. Every major capital in the country had some presence somewhere because of all the chatter and the supposed threats that occurred. But anyway, so a series of miscommunications around an unprecedented security situation left National Guard troops searching for an adequate rest area Thursday night when they were moved from the Capitol into a nearby parking garage. They shoved them all into the garage. So guard members ended up having to spend several hours Thursday night resting on the concrete in the parking garage. Before the mistake was fixed, they moved back to the Capitol.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Oh, this poor fellows. Oh my goodness!
Isn't that something? Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, that was like important news for those of you who follow sports and baseball. Hank Aaron, who broke Babe Ruth's hitting record, passed away. Hank Aaron
really,
died.
Really today? I heard. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Hank Aaron died. Yeah.
Bless his family.
They used to call him Hammer, right?
Yes. Do you know who Dakota Johnson is?
I've heard of the name.
She's an actress. Anyway, yes. What?
Oh, so, is it the youngish girl with blonde hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the one. Yes.
Just wondering.
Oh. I don't know her personally, Andy. I mean,
where
did the question
come from?
Moving right along.
I was like, okay.
Would you like me to try and contact her for you, Andy? Is that what you're thinking?
Would you please? Oh, do you have any contacting Mark Lester yet on from St. Oliver?
I've emailed. I'm waiting for a reply, sweetheart.
I'm sure you'll get something. He's a very approachable guy. I'm sure you will. I'd love to get him on our show. That would be very cool. That would be very
absolutely
cool. Yeah, but
I look forward to that.
So some Republicans are quietly, very quietly, preparing to lobby against Trump and get other Republicans to join them so he is convicted. Again, like we said earlier in the show, we need 17 Republicans to agree with the impeachment articles, which would, if all intents intents and purposes, you know, convict him, and that would be the end of – politically, that would be the end of Donald Trump. Also, yeah. I got to say this. I've been – I comment on various YouTubes and Facebooks occasionally.
Yeah.
And a guy commented on YouTube that he was going to be up in arms, ready in arms. Let me tell you what he said. I'll pull it up here, and I messaged the guy. He goes under the name Next Leader, and he tells me, this is what he says to me. Yes, we are all in phase one right now. Make sure your equipment and training is up to standard and ready. You will know when it breaks out. All militias are to operate independently.
Are you serious?
Whoa.
That's on – oh, my God.
That on YouTube. I mean,
so let me continue. It's read more. All militias are to operate independently in the first hours. Regroup in phase three. Remember, we have to make sacrifices for freedom, just like the first Civil War.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh. And that's from a guy named Next Leader on YouTube. If any Secret Service, FBI, law enforcement is listening to this show, which maybe you are, you should check this guy out because it's scary.
Wow. I mean,
it's scary.
That there's no words. I mean, that's shocking to know that somebody did that on something as public as YouTube. I mean, they're doing it in plain sight. If it's real for a start, okay? If it's
Definitely.
Real for a start, they're doing that in plain sight. They're asking for trouble. I mean, is it somebody just... Oh,
I wonder
I'm
why
play
YouTube
with
let
this.
That thing load up like that.
Yeah, I'm surprised YouTube hasn't made a comment.
I'm going to on the air live right now, which is something I never really do. I'm just going to do this right now while we're here. I'm going to.
Can
ask
you let
him.
Us know first?
Hey, Cornell, are those Escalades pulling up on your lawn yet?
Not yet.
I'm going to say to Next Leader. When and where is phase one going to begin? Mark.
Good question.
Reply.
Good question.
So I'm replying, and I'll keep you posted on the show as to what he says.
Right. Wow.
I'll read this again. All militias. This is a guy named Next Leader on YouTube. All militias are to be operated independently in the first hours. Regroup in phase three. Remember, we have to make sacrifices for freedom, just like the first Civil War. He's American. This isn't some extremist Muslim, whatever, terrorist. This is an American. This is an American.
Wow. I'm shocked. Yep. I mean, the amount of people that will read that and think, oh, how can I be part of this?
Unbelievable.
I wonder how many actually think he's joking. I mean, there are people out there who do stupid things like that just to get attention. And
that is no joke.
Stir the pot.
This guy. This is no joke. This is. I mean, you'd know if this was a joke. This is no joke. This is, you know. And I know what you mean by that. I know what you mean by that. But this is no joke. Yeah.
That's scary.
You know, it goes back to Trump creating a cult of personality taken on by an entire population that is hard to dismantle. We're not going to be able to snap our fingers and say, okay, it's over. We're healing. We're not going to heal. It's not going to go away. So over time, I think it will. You know, slowly but surely it will, especially as things begin to change, as we get these vaccines out, more people.
Yeah.
You know, we hit that, you know, they're looking to get 100 million in 100 days. And it's possible to do. Oh, guess what else he's doing? I forgot to mention this. This is really important.
Tell us, Andy.
Let me think if I remember what it was. Do you remember what it was?
No. I'm sorry.
I'm gone.
I know it's something else pretty important here, but
okay.
guess We'll tell you tomorrow's show. Yeah.
Okay. Please go tell us no more, Andy. Please. Sound like somebody I know.
Well, I did want to. Yes. What I did want to touch base on briefly was the COVID situation here.
Yes.
That, you know, this lockdown
I've heard horrible things. Yeah.
Yeah. This COVID situation with the lockdown for a start is had some benefit, and they've said that numbers are dropping with new cases. However, the death rates are increasing and rapid. So they think it's to do with the new strain. So Boris Johnson said in a Downing Street briefing, in addition to spreading more quickly, it also now appears that there is some evidence that the new variant, the variant that was first identified in London and the South East, may be associated with a higher degree of mortality. It's largely the impact of this new variant that means the NHS is under such intense pressure. And NERVTAG, which is the government's new and emerging respiratory virus threats advisory group, that's a mouthful, has been collecting data. And in that data, they say that the variant of concern labelled as B.1.17 has increased transmission and has quickly grown to become the dominant variant in much of the UK. So the initial assessment by the PHE of disease severity through a matched case control study reported no significant difference in the risk of hospitalization.
No, we both. It must be Friday.
Or death in people infected with the B117 infection versus infection with other variants. So several new analyses are, however, consistent in reporting increased disease severity in people infected with the B117 compared to people infected with the non-virus variant. So this is just a small snippet from the document that they released. People can read this document by searching for NERVTAG paper on COVID-19 variant of concern B117. So if you want to look that up, guys, on the internet, read through their analysis and their data to see what they're saying about it. But the current COVID count is as follows, with 37,892 new cases, bringing that total to 3.54 million, and 1,290 new deaths, bringing that total to 94,580 in total. In the whole of the UK, boys, England is accountable for 3.09 million of those cases and 82,939 deaths compared to our surrounding countries within the UK. So I can see us being kept in lockdown for some time.
Yeah, there's two things going on in the UK, which we've heard about just today. First of all, I want to the United States, there's 4,008 new deaths as of 1:52 p.m. this afternoon in the United States. 4,000 today. 4,000.
Wow.
Okay, 408,697 total. Here's what we're hearing, Amanda, what's going on in your neck of the woods in the UK. I heard this morning, actually.
Okay,
Was the strain, the what they're saying, UK strain, did it originate in UK? We don't know. We talked about that on Monday. But, you know, they're calling UK strain because that's what was determined to be a variant. Might, in fact, not be reactive to the vaccines. They don't know. They're not quite sure. First thing. The second thing, it is predicted that that variant is going to be the domineering player of infections by the end of March and cause more deaths and more sicknesses. And it's a whole new battle to an extent. Now, you know, we went over this Monday in more detail. We talked about the spike protein. We talked about, you know, the 17-year research. And we talked about – you know, how the vaccine, it doesn't put anybody's, it doesn't, you know, it prevents, it's an RNA, it's sending a messenger to your genetic makeup saying, hey, if this protein comes into your body, don't admit it to any cells. And it's the first time this type of vaccine has ever been introduced to the human population ever. 17 years in the work, folks, not just a year, 17 years, right? So, but now they're saying they don't know for sure, which also means it might be okay, but they don't know for sure that this vaccine is going to combat the variant of the initial COVID-19 virus, that initial, you know, protein.
Yeah.
It might, if you look at the protein biologically, physiologically in terms of what its makeup is and how this genetic messenger works, it should work because it's addressing that spike protein. However, whatever mask you're wearing, Mr. Protein, we gotcha. You know, our body's not going to let you hurt us. You're going to let you into our body. We'll still get infected by you, but we're not going to let you do anything to us once we are infected. And that is essentially, in a nutshell, what this vaccine, no matter who makes it, that's what it does. So, but I'm hearing this morning, not sure yet about this variant. We don't really know yet.
Yeah.
That's scary as hell.
It is very scary. Yeah. I think everybody is very tense here with the whole situation. And, you know, there's still people losing their jobs and there's still people that are fighting to pay energy bills. And there was talk about energy prices increasing. And I'm like, seriously? Come on now. With the economy crashing the way it is, I understand certain needs. But I think knowing that people can't afford the things that they used to be able to afford before, and then suddenly having to pay for these harsh temperatures that we've had, to keep themselves in some sort of comfort. And I think it's really harsh having to put the prices up on people like that. And and there's been all sorts. There was other things in the news regarding Boris Johnson not going ahead with sentences. Basically, there was this whole thing with the BBC. We have a TV license here in the UK. You have to pay a TV license if you want to watch any kind of channel on TV, whether it's a free channel or whatever. You pay for the BBC. Yeah.
Really? Whoa.
If you own a TV, you can't watch it without the TV license. You can't go into a store and buy a TV without first proving that you own a license from the BBC.
And I guess that costs money.
It does. It costs a lot of money every year. And
that's
so
unreal. That's unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
It's disgusting, boys.
So let me ask you this. Do you have cable TV there? Do you have cable TV?
Yes, we have cable TV, but of course you can't access that without having a TV license.
So you can't even watch a TV with antennas without a license?
No, you literally
have to.
That's
unbelievable to me. That's absolutely incredible. That's incredible. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and you can get put in prison and pay a harsh fine if you have
no
TV license.
He's like, geez. I'm like, where are y'all at? The Flintstones?
BBC try and throw all these positive things like, oh, yeah, but we don't show any ads on our channel. And
the way Andy say, oh, my gosh, oh, my goodness. It makes people like, yo, please give them some TV for free.
Please, sir.
If you want to buy a TV for the children to play video games or whatever and do other things on it, no, you have to have a TV license to do any of that. So it's ridiculous. So anyway, it's been going back and forwards for several years now.
And we're talking about Trump?
Yes, I know. People protesting to get the whole license thing just stopped because it's just ridiculous. The money that they claim for the TV licenses goes to funding the arts and cultural thing and all the shows that they put on BBC. And, I'm thinking to myself, well, America accesses BBC, right? So they have access to BBC, but they're not paying any kind of license like we do in the UK to watch the BBC.
These people are sick.
So there's been these people protesting, and signing all these things to say, please stop, this BBC license and stop people going to prison who can't afford.
But it's certainly one of the most important things you can do.
Exactly, right? So Boris is like, no, sorry, we're not lifting that the law of putting in somebody in prison for, not being able to pay their TV license. So that's been over the news today, and people are absolutely disgusted by it, myself included, I got to add.
Man, can I ask what does the license cost? What about, if you don't know? I mean, what about?
The license is well over 100, and I think it's 140, 150
pounds. That's nuts, though. And let me ask you a question, though.
That's nuts.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absurd.
You don't pay that much for cable.
I mean,
no,
yeah, I mean,
that's nuts.
I'm shocked by it, you know,
that's
the fact
funny.
That this is still a thing.
These
it's
people are sick.
Thank you.
Whoever served in an infantry unit, son.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm sorry, Amanda, this is where you at right now.
I gotta agree, boys. I just, I hate it. And I've had people debate me on this.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know what you
said. I promised you nothing.
Yes.
Just the way Andy was like this. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a thing.
We need to use your voice more often, Andy. These people are sick.
I'm sure the BBC funds all sorts of things, but I mean, come on now. How are these other channels surviving? I mean, they use ad revenue to run their channels, and people have said they will happily watch an ad to watch a channel. There's no importance of paying that much.
That's nutso. That's crazy.
Sick, stupid, ridiculous, obnoxious, vulgar, disgusting, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Hey, go in, Andy. Give him all of it.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm right there with you. Believe me. It's pathetic.
Well, you know what we have to do, you know.
You got to pick a pocket or two.
Right. Well, I'd be able to pay for it. It's the only way I'd be able to pay for it. Yeah.
Well, it is silly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, but Amanda, I don't know, because...
You made $3.5 million.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
Just even think about it.
License fee, no problem, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It really is crazy.
Yeah.
Shut up and drink your gin.
All right.
Sound like James Brown.
Shut up and drink your gin.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
My goodness. Well, that's
it made you feel better about things then.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, I remembered what I was going to say before that I couldn't remember. I remember now. Remember what I said was something else that Biden had talked about. The funds are going to be released to distribute the vaccines we're need all over the country. Where before it, they were being held up. They weren't distributed. And we've been talking about viruses, deaths, every show. I won't continue to, but let's also talk about the vaccines. The total, this is for the United States, and we should get the worldwide figures and the UK figures, so we'll do that in future shows. The total number of doses distributed, this is of the Pfizer, BioNTech, and the Moderna, total combined is 39,892,400. So that's how many distributed. So out of almost 40 million, 19 million ended up in people's arms, and 16 million got their second dose, and 16 people got one dose, 2 million got two doses, has completed, 2,700,000, right? 10,695,000 Pfizer injections have been delivered, and 8,407,909, including me, Moderna vaccines have been distributed. It's going to happen. We got to do it together. We're all in this together. We got to stay strong. An hour has come and gone. We're about ready to wrap another week of the Andy and Amanda show. We'll be back with a lot more news and you know, start another week on Monday. And we hope you all have a great weekend ahead.
Absolutely.
Amanda, why don't you take us home?
Okay, from Andy Kimball in California, from Cornell Butler in Delaware, and from myself, Amanda Love in the UK. We love you, keep safe, keep smiling, and thank you for listening.
Have a great weekend, folks. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.
Bye.